Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're continuing our previous shiur, where we're talking about the dinim of sirtut, of underlining the words of Torah. And we said there's a din of sirtut in mezuzah, that we learn halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. According to Rashi, we also learn from Gzeirah Shavah Sefer from Torah. And we said that the yesod hadin is that the tzura of writing Torah is underlining it. And therefore, when you're underlining, you're not underlining. The underlining is not a din in Sefer. Underlining is a din in Torah. And therefore, when you learn that the Megillah is underlined, the Rashi says that you don't learn it from the fact that the Megillah is a Sefer. You learn Me'amita Shel Torah. Kamita Shel Torah. It's like Torah, and Torah has to be underlined. So to Megillah is a din of Ksivas HaTorah. Rabbi Yitzchak says you're not allowed to write without underlining the words. You're not allowed to write Psukim, Torah. So the pshat is that it's not, it's because the tzur of writing Torah is with underlining. And in Mela, if you did it otherwise, it's aser. And it also shows you that since this is not the tzur of writing, this iser shows you that if you write a mezuzah that way without sirtut, it would be pasul. Why? Because you didn't write Torah kitzur asa. And that was the yesod that emerged from the previous shir. Usually in Sfarim they say ayin sham, so I'll say tishma sham. So I recommend that you listen to the first year, which I'm sure you did, or you will, in order to understand where we're going now. So these dinim of ksivas Torah, in certain ways, we said that Torah has dinim, that it has to be written, but dinim of tanaim mesuyamim, is because there's a tsur of mesiras ha-Torah v'limud ala acherim, as we're going to explain. In that sugya in Gittin, there's another halacha and how to write and read the Torah. It says in Gittin, Daf Samach, if it's Torah Shebichsav, you're not allowed to say it al peh, and if it's Dvarim Shebalpeh, you're not allowed to write it bichsav. So with respect to the latter din of Dvarim Shebalpeh, Torah Shebalpeh, and bichsav, the Rambam writes in his Hakdamah to the Perush HaMishnah that you're allowed to write Torah to yourself in order that you don't forget it. So it's Rashi in Shabbos Davav, B'Metziyat Tzadi Beis, when he's explaining Megillas Starim, that's mentioned in Shas, that they would write for themselves Kitsure Hadvarim from Torah Shebal Peh in order that they don't forget it, and then they would hide them, that's Megillah Starim, and then they would teach the Talmidim. So you're allowed to write notes to yourself. Explains the Griz in his Chiddushin to Tumur Daf Yud Dalet that the Geder Hadin is Betsuras Mesiras HaTorah. Torah has to be Nimsar Al Peh and not Bechsav, and therefore you're allowed to write yourself notes in order to remember. However, when you're Moser the Torah, the Torah has to be Nimsar Baal Peh. So the notes you can write to yourself, as the Rambam and Rashi say. However, when you're giving it over, when you're passing it over to the Talmidim, it has to be Al Peh, because that's the Tzuras HaMesira of Torah Shebaal Peh. It has to be Baal Peh and not the Tzav. And this Yisod was already stated by the Keren Or and Tainis and Daf Chav Ches. And there he says that that's also the gather in the first halacha of Dvarim Shebichsav, Iyat Torah Shailam and Baal Peh. This is a din b'tzuras mesiras haTorah v'limuda, that you have to be melamed Torah la'acherim mitoch haksav dafka. Like reading the Torah in shul has to be mitoch haksav dafka, because that's the tzuras mesiras haTorah. If it's Torah shebichsav, the Torah has to be nimser in a ksavdik way. It has to be nimser from the ksav and not ba'al peh. So that's how these two halachas are explained by the Keren Ora. The Gemara learns these two dinim from Psukim. It says to Moshe, "Ksov l'chas advar ma'ela, write these things." In other words, don't teach them ba'al peh. Write them in order to teach them b'chsav. Ki al pi advar ma'ela, because al pi meloshen ba'al peh also means based al pi, but here it means the Gemara understands it's talking about al peh. Ki al peh advar ma'ela, that Torah Shebaal Peh has to be Baal Peh, and not Bechsav. So that's how the Achronim understand this Gemara. That Ksov L'chas HaDvar Me'el, you have to write them in order to teach them Bechsav. And Al Pi HaDvar Me'ela, is you have to have, they have to be Al Peh in order to teach them. And look at Lashon Rashi and Gittin. Iyat harashai limosram liyisrael alpeh. Dvaram shebol sa'i, you're now allowed to give them over to the Jewish people ba'al peh. So you see that it's a din in mesiras ha-Torah. There's a certain way the Torah is going to be nimsar, b'chsav, b'chsav, ba'al peh, ba'al peh. And therefore we can say, sotu linyan din sirtut. That comes from the din of ksivas Torah, and not midin, sefer, as we discussed in the previous year, and we summarized in this one. That how must Torah be given over? How must Torah shebichsav be given over? Besirtut, they have to be written straight, nicely, underlined. So that's the tsuras mesiras haTorah. Torah has to be beautiful. And that's what the Rambam writes, that the Megillah requires sirtut, ketorah atzma. In other words, just like the Torah has to be written with sirtut, and that's the way it's passed on, so too Megillah, we were medayik in the Rambam, the Griz was medayik in the Rambam, Rizkarav, that with respect to other halachas of writing the Megillah, you write kesefer Torah. But with respect to sirtut, you write ketorah, because not a din in the sefer, it's a din in the Torah. That's how Torah Shavasav has to be transmitted with sirtut. And now we can also explain what Rabbi Eliyahu HaZakein says, brought in the Rishonim and Gittin and Daf Vav, that when a person writes a letter to his friend and he wants to use a lashon of Torah in a sort of poetic way and not to actually learn from, so there he's allowed to write without sirtut. Because if he's not writing l'shem jirash and limud, it's not mesiras haTorah. He's just writing it, he wants to use a cute lashon of, not cute, but he wants to use a lashon of melitza. He wants to be poetic about it, so that's not mesiras haTorah. And therefore, it's not necessary to be Mesartet, because Mesartet is a tsura of Mesiris HaTorah. Based on this chiluk, we had a chiluk between tefillin and mezuzah. That when we started off, tefillin, it doesn't say a lashon of ksiva. And mezuzah does say a lashon of ksiva. Uksavta ma mezuzos, where tefillin it says ukshartem. We says that because tefillin, we said, has a special din of ksiva, special din of ksiva satorah. So based on this, you can look in the Brisker Rav in Hilchas Tefillin in Perek Hey. So based on this chiluk, he explains a difference between tefillin and mezuzah. And I didn't see the Brisker Rav inside. I only saw it quoted. And frankly, my sweetest friends, I didn't understand what I was reading. So Mimela, I can't tell you what he says, but I can tell you to look in the Chedush Emor and Rizalevi on the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin Perek Hey, and you'll be able to learn more about this from there. In any event, let us now move on and talk more about the Geder Mitzvah Mezuzah. How, what the Mezuzah is about, what the special din of Ksivas HaMezuzah is teaching us. The Mefarshim ask about the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin. The Rambam says that Sefer Torah and Tefillin require Ibud Lishman, whereas Mezuzah doesn't require Ibud Lishman. And the Rambam was asked about this from the Chachmei Lunil, brought in the Kesef Mishnah. Why does Mezuzah not require that you prepare the Klaf Lishma? And Tefillin and Sefer Torah do require that you prepare the Klaf Lishma. Answers the Rambam that since about mezuzah, it doesn't say to do it Lishma, it doesn't say you have to ma'avid the Klaf Lishma. So therefore it wasn't said. And then if you're going to ask me, says the Rambam, what's missing Sefer Torah and Tefillin that do require Lishma? So what's missing them in mezuzah? The answer is that Lefisha Atzma shall Sefer Torah, the Atzma shall Tefillin, Hein HaMitzvah, the Atzma shall mezuzah, Eina ha-mitzvah, rak mipnei shehabayis chayiv. He says the Sefer Torah itself is the mitzvah. The tefillin itself is the mitzvah. But the mezuzah itself, the klaf itself is not the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah of mezuzah? The bayis. So it's the bayis that's chayiv. It's very nice that the bayis is chayiv. But what does that have to do with Ibud Ha'or? You still have to use the klaf. So you shouldn't have to be ma'abed it l'shma. You're right, the bayis is chayiv. But you still have to be ma'abed the or in order to put it on the bayis. So what's the pshat? So Reb Chaim is ma'arich. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Menchah Shlomo Tanina at the end of Siman Dalet, He explains that the din of mezuzah is different than the din of Sefer Torah and Tefillin. Because Sefer Torah and Tefillin have to have a din Sefer before you write it, and therefore you have to be do ibud lishma. You have to prepare the klaf lishma. Masha'en kein mezuzah, the ikar is to write it on mezuzah habayis. And it doesn't have to have a din of Sefer beforehand. It says in the Gemara Menachas, Uchsav tam, yachol yichtevenu alavanim, Nemar kan ksiva, nemar lalan ksiva, malalan al sefer. So too here. So there's a havamin in the Gemara that you can mamish write it on the stone of your house. And then we learn we have to have gzera shava. No, it says ksiva here, it says ksiva there. So like there is a sefer, here is a sefer. So mezuzah, we learn the gzera shava, needs to be al sefer. But the ikar hadin, if not for this gzera shava, may ikar hadin, you would write it on the mezuzah habayis. So now we learn, no. Even though Me'ikar Adin, it has to be written on Mezuzah Habayis themselves, there's a din that when putting on the Mezuzah Habayis, there has to be Ksiva Tama Klaf. You have to write it properly on the Klaf. But that's, at the end of the day, the din is to write it on Mezuzah Habayis. It's a din in the Bayis. There's just an added din that when you write it on the Bayis, don't write it Mamish on the Bayis. Write it on the Klaf on the Bayis, and then put that on the Bayis. But the Ikar Geder HaMitzvah is to write it on Mezuzah Habayis, write it on your doorposts themselves. And the thing is, when you're writing on the doorpost himself, don't mamish put it on the doorpost, put it on the cloth on the doorpost. But it's the din of the doorpost. So we understand that this is a new din of ksiva. There's a special din of ksiva. Like we said, it's filling. It doesn't say ksiva on the Torah, it says right mezuzah. Because mezuzah has a special din of ksiva. And this din of ksiva teaches us that you have to write it al mezuzah habayis. You have to write matters of Yichud Hashem. And that's and based on this yisod of Rav Shlomo Zalman, we now can taste much sweeter the yisod of the that we've been talking about, that there's a special din of ksiva by tefillin as opposed to mezuzah, by mezuzah as opposed to tefillin. That there the whole din of mezuzah is ksiva, not ksiva al sefer. It's ksiva chsavtam al mezuzah veisecha. It's a special din of ksiva al mezuzah. So that's what the Torah is emphasizing. And mezuzah, therefore the Gris says, that mezuzah has a din ksiva la'atzma, a din ksiva mechudash. And that's what he talks about in that keta that I mentioned that I didn't understand. So that's what he says there. That it's a special din of ksiva by mezuzah. And not a din of sefer. Like tefillin is a din of sefer. You have to write, I mean it doesn't say Sefer by tefillin, but you're writing what you're writing in the Sefer Torah and the tefillin, those parashas. And therefore you have to prepare the Sefer beforehand. You have to do Ibud Lashman. Whereas by mezuzah, mezuzah doesn't require Ibud Lashman on the klaf because Me'ikar Adin, the klaf doesn't really interest us. You have to write it on mezuzah habayis. We just add it on, that when you write it on mezuzah habayis, put it on the klaf on the mezuzah habayis. So that explains why you don't need Ibn Lishman on the mezuzah, because you don't need a chalos din on the cheftza of the klaf before the writing. Because the ikar is that you write it on the klaf, and then the klaf goes on mezuzah habayis. So the ikar is that it's on the mezuzah habayis, and not the din of sefer, as opposed to tefillin and sefer Torah, where beforehand you need to prepare the klaf and do Ibn Lishman in order to give it a shem sefer. So memela, that is the difference between mezuzah, the special din of ksiv mezuzah, as opposed to Sefer Torah and Tefillin. The Brisker Rav writes, Lefi Darko, that there's no special halacha of Sirtut by Mezuzah. As we've been explaining, what's Sirtut by Mezuzah? Sirtut is that when you're writing Torah, Torah requires Sirtut. And we said the special din, Sirtut is in a special din by Mezuzah, the Ksiva is. That's why it says in Torah, Chsavtem, as opposed to Tefillin. There's a special din Ksiva, and this Ksiva has to be put on Mezuzah's Beisecha. Theoretically, it should even be on the Mezuzah themselves. Just there's a Lima that you put it on the Klaf, but that's a different din. And there's also a din that the Rambam explains, that when you write the crowns and the letters of the Mezuzah, the crowns and letters of the Mezuzah are different than the crowns and letter of the Sefer Torah, because there's a special din mechudash of ksiva by the Sefer Torah. Whereas the tefillin has the same din. The crowns and the letters are the same as the din of the Sefer Torah according to the Rambam, because that's in the same category, tefillin and Sefer Torah, whereas the tefillin doesn't have to write ksiva, which is doing what it says in the Torah. Whereas by mezuzah, there's a special din mechudash of having different crowns and the letters, because mezuzah has different dinei ksiva. So that's all as far as ksiva is concerned. Well, with respect to sirtut, the sirtut is required because mezuzah is a ksiva of Torah, and this ksiva of Torah requires sirtut. Because whenever you're writing Torah, and that we said is the Isser of Rav Yitzchak and the Gemara in Gittin, that when you write, you have to write with sirtut. And the Meila, if it's also to write without sirtut, that shows you that's the tzuris ksiva sa Torah. And if mezuzah is not written that way, then the mezuzah is puzzle. However, lefi apshat, that's the briskarav, lefi apshat, it would seem, and it's a special halacha that was said by mezuzah, and that's the mashmos of the Rishonim and Gittin and Daf Vav, that sirtut by mezuzah is a special din by mezuzah, and not midin haklali of writing Torah b'sirtut. But we have to understand why we need this special halacha by mezuzah, because as the Brisker Rav explained, the Rambam and Rashi, there's a din klali in all ksivas divrei Torah shebichsav that it requires sirtut. So why then should the mezuzah not require sirtut like all writing of Torah shebichsav? And also we can ask on the limud, we have a special limud by Megillah, that Megillah requires sirtut kamita shel Torah. But the question is, it's one of the Chof Dalet Kisvei HaKodesh. So why should it be different than all the other writing of the Torah? Why didn't this special limud? Why didn't this special limud by mezuzah? Why is mezuzah different halacha? And why is Megillah, right in the Megillah B'sirtut, why does that get its own halacha? So we can answer this based on what the Brisker Rav writes elsewhere in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes. There he explains that in Megillah, besides being one of the Kisvei HaKodesh, also has a chalos shem of being a Megillah. And from this perspective, it has a special din ksiva, ksivas ha-Megillah. And he proves that the Megillah is different from Shmuel. Shmuel says the Megillah is not metame yadayim, because it wasn't given to be written. So it's clear that you write it down in order to read it, because karal pelo yatsa, you have to read Megillah from a klaf. So what does it mean that Megillah is not metame biyadayim, metame yaseyadayim, like normally Kisvei HaKodesh is, because lo nitna li kasev. It is given to be written down. You have to read it because karal pe lo yatsa. So explains the Ritva in Megillah Daf Zayin and Yuma Chof Tes that lo nitna li kasev, it's not included in the Kisvei HaKodesh that should have kedusha, that it's metame the yadayim like the other Kisvei HaKodesh. Rather, it's nitna li kasev ki Megillah, that it's in its own category, it has its own status. And even we who paskin that it is metame yadayim, it says in Rashi and Bava Basra Daf Tes Vav, that only when they came up in the time of Ezra to Eretz Yisrael, then the Megillah was nikba as one of the Kisvei HaKodesh al the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Even beforehand, it was written by, even though beforehand it was written by Mordechai and Esther, and they would read it every year, like it doesn't say their Olam. But nevertheless, when does it get its din of being one of the Chof Dalet Kisvei HaKodesh? Only afterwards. So you see that there's a special din ksiva in the Megillah, which is separate from its din of Kisvei HaKodesh, and therefore the din of Kisvei HaKodesh only came in afterwards. So if you hold not metame yadayim, then it's pashut that it's different, the din ksiva, and if you even hold that it is metame yadayim like other Kisvei HaKodesh, still it was in two stages. First, when beforehand it wasn't part of the Kisvei HaKodesh, in the time of Mordechai and Esther, and then afterwards when they came with time of Ezra, it has a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. So you see that the Megillah is different. And with this, the Griz explains the Or Zeruah and Hilchos Megillah, brought in the Ramah, Tafrei Sadi Aleph, Simon Beis, Siv Beis, that all parshis of the Megillah have to be written stumos. We know there's different halachas without getting into them, of what stumos is, and psuchos, stumos, you start on the same line, this parasha that you ended the previous parasha, and you have a hefresh of nine letters, and psuchas that you start anew. It's open. They're different shitas, but the halacha is, says the Griz, that all the parashas of the Megillah, you make all the new parashas stumos, because it's like an igaris, and igaris is stuma, not psucha, even though lefi ha-mesora it has both psuchos and stumos. And in our generation, some people want to argue with the Ramah and say, no, we have to write it al pi ha-mesora. because we have the Kesar Ram Sova. They found this ancient document, Tanakh. The Horus Nassan has a tshuva about using the Kesar Ram Sova. He's not a fan, but they say that's the legitimate Tanakh. So Mimela, you have to follow their tradition, and our Megillahs aren't written properly. But it wasn't that this wasn't accepted by Klal Yisrael, and I'm sure there are a few people who do it. In any event, so the Rama says it all has to be written stumos, like an Igaris is written stuma, and not psucha, and that's mitzad din hamesuyam shel ksivas hamegillah, says the Grizz, because the Megillah has a different halacha, the halacha of Igaris, that it has to be written stumos and not psuchos. So again, once again, we see that the Megillah has its own din of ksiva, ksivas hamegillah. Not only that, we see you're allowed to write a Megillah to giftis the giftim, to in the giftis language, the people from giftin, etc. Everybody in their own language. Mashen Kenneth Sefer Torah is only written by Yavanis. We pass Kam Shum Gamil Megillah Davches. So you see that there's Torah's ksiva on the Megillah, even if it's written in ways that aren't kosher b'shar kisvei hakodesh. Shar kisvei hakodesh, Torah's only being able to be written in Hebrew and in Greek, and Megillah in other languages as well. So you see there's a special din of ksivas ha-Megillah. And since that's the case, we can say that that's why you need a special limud for din sirtut and Megillah. We asked, why do you need a special limud din sirtut and Megillah as part of the kisvei hakodesh? To tell you that also klape, the specific din of ksivas ha-Megillah, it also requires sirtut, because as we said, there's a special din of ksivas ha-Megillah that's different than other svarim. And the din of sirtut is a din of kisvei hakodesh and the siris ha-Torah. Whereas Megillah is a different din. Megillah isn't the regular din of Kisvei HaKodesh of Mesiras HaTorah, and therefore Mitzad Mesiras HaTorah, the Megillah, when you view the Megillah from the perspective of its being a special din, a special category of Ksivas HaMegillah, and not a regular din of Kisvei HaKodesh, this is how, but the Torah has to be Nimsar. We said the din of Sirtut is the Torah has to be Nimsar B'Sirtut. That's the din of Mesiras HaTorah. It has to be Nimsar B'Noi, and everything is straight. That's the din of regular Kisvei HaKodesh. But Megillah, we would think, Mitzad, it's din of special din of Ksivas HaMegillah, which we prove from a number of places, that Megillah is a special din. It wouldn't require Sirtut. So Kamash Malan, that no, that even Mitzad, it's din of Megillah, of Ksivas HaMegillah, it also requires sirtut, therefore we have a special limud, kamita shel Torah, that Megillah requires sirtut. So based on this, we can also say the same thing about mezuzah. We ask why mezuzah needs its own special din of sirtut. Why don't you just use the special regular din? And that's the way the Grizz wanted to learn, that mezuzah is midin haklali shel sirtut kisvei hakodesh. But from the Rishonim, it seems now like that. It seems that Megillah has its own din. So why does it have its own din? The answer is that Megillah, as we said, Mezuzah, why does Mezuzah have its own din? Mezuzah, as we said, has its own special dinim. That we said, the crowns of the letters are different. And other things that we had mentioned, Uchsaftam, that there's a special din, Mechudesh, Teachronim, or Miyaseh, in Ksivas HaMezuzah. And therefore, also, as the Grizz explains in that Keter that I mentioned in Hilchos Tefillin, in Perek Hay, that the Parshias, the writing of the Parshias as being stumos and psuchos, don't have to be necessarily, it's not ma'akev b'dieva, that it be like it be in the Torah. Tefillin has to be like it's written in the Torah. It has to be written like it's written in the Torah as far as psuchos and stumos are concerned. But the mezuzah doesn't, because mezuzah has its own b'dieva. Chachil, it should be b'dieva, it doesn't have to be. Why? Because there's a special din ksiva mechudesh in mezuzah uchsafta ma'am mezuzah b'secha, special din of ksiva mezuzah. We also saw that's why it doesn't have to be written, that's why it has to be written on the doorpost themselves, and there's only a special limit on top of that. No, but right on the doorpost, on the cloth. But there's a special din of ksiva on the mezuzah. That's how you sew. And therefore, you would say that if not for the special halacha by mezuzah, that there's a special halacha, that mezuzah dafka has to be written with sirtut, I would have said that this ksiva is not kichsivas kisvei hakodesh that requires sirtut. It's a special din ksiva, and therefore it doesn't require sirtut. And we can add on to this that mezuzah is not written in order to be Moser Torah. You're not writing the mezuzah as part of the Mahalach of Mesiris HaTorah and learning Torah. You're writing it to put on your doorpost. Therefore, you need a special halacha. The mezuzah also requires sirtut. Ramban says that tefillin doesn't require sirtut because they're covered up and they're not learned from, and therefore they don't require sirtut. So Sirtut is that you can read it. It's Laman Yaretz HaKareva. And but Mezuzah is not to be read, and therefore it doesn't require Sirtut. That's what you would think. So Kamash Malan, that's why we need a special halacha. No, that Mezuzah also requires Sirtut, even though it's not part of the Mesiris HaTorah, and even though it's not part of the regular, it doesn't have a din of, it has its own separate din of Ksiva, outside of the din of regular Kisvei HaKodesh. Again, not like the Grit. The Grit says that it's a din in the din HaKlali of writing all Kisvei HaKodesh B'Sirtut. But from the Rishonim, it seems that Mezuzah has a specific din, a special din, special din of Sirtut. Why do we need it? All Kisvei HaKodesh requires Sirtut. The answer is here, it's different. Because there's a special din B'Chodesh of Ksiva, as we've been trying to bring out, that applies to Mezuzah, and therefore you would say, it has its own din of Ksiva, it doesn't require Sirtut. So Kamash Malan, nevertheless, that it does require Sirtut. So we see that Megillah has its own din of Ksiva, and Mezuzah also, they both have their own special dinim of Ksiva. What's interesting is that Megillah, similar to, we said that now, Mezuzah has its own special din of Ksiva, and therefore you need a lima that it requires Sirtut. Mezuzah has its own special din of Ksiva, and therefore requires you need a lima that it has a chiv of Sirtut. So the Rav Yah writes that when you, why do you write the parashas of Megillah Stumos? Because he says that it should be Ka'en Mezuzah. So the Rav Yah compares Megillah to Mezuzah. So we see the two special dinim of Megillah and Mezuzah. The Brisker Rav was Miyashiv the Kasha of Tosas and Rashi. Why do we need a pasuk of Divrei Shalom Be'emes to learn Sirtut and Megillah? Typically, it's enough to tell me that it's called a Sefer, since Megillah is called a Sefer. Memela Mezuzah, which is also Megillah, since Megillah is called a Sefer, just like a regular Sefer Torah requires Sirtut, so to Megillah requires Sirtut. So according to Rashi, as Tosfos, why do you need a limud of Divrei Shalom Be'emes, Kamita Shel Torah, that Megillah requires Sirtut, where you can learn after the fact that it has a din of Sefer, as we discussed, that we mentioned this kash in the previous year, answers the Griz, because the din of Sirtut isn't shaykh to the din of Sefer. So you can learn it, you're not being misarti to Megillah mitzad the Sefer. You're being misarti to Megillah mitzad Divrei Torah. So this teretz, l'chora, can't be said, this teretz can be said in the Rambam, but this teretz cannot be said b'das Rashi. Why? Because, and we're trying to answer up Rashi, because as we discussed in the previous shir, we are medayik from the Rambam that the sirtut of Megillah is a special din of Sirtut of Divrei Torah, because Torah requires Sirtut. And therefore you can say that it can't be learned from the fact that it's a Sefer. It has to be learned. You need a special limud that it also has a din, that the Megillah has a din of Torah, and therefore requires Sirtut. So that would answer, and that's why it can't be learned from Sefer. You need the Pasuk of Divrei Shalom Vem, so that's all going to work in the Rambam, but not in Rashi. He says, we're medayik in the Rambam says, v'tzricha sirtut k'tora atzma. So the sirtut is midin Torah Shabbat, whereas in the other part of the very same Rambam, the other halachas mentioned in the Rambam, he says, k'sefer Torah, k'sefer Torah. So the other halachas of tefira begidin and k'siva al-klaf, that's in Dio, that's midin sefer Torah. But sirtut is midin Torah. So that all works very nicely to say that you need a special limud by Megillah from Divrei Shalom v'emes, not from sefer, because the Sirtut is not midin the Sefer, it's midin the Torah, as we learned in the previous shir. But what about that's Rambam, what about Rashi? Rashi in Sota, and Yud Zayin explains that it says that Megillah Sota, Shekosva Yigeres, Psula B'Sefer Amar Achmana, what does that mean? It means that you wrote the Megillah Sota without Sirtut. And Halach L'Moshe Misinai, that Sfarim requires Sirtut. So you see that Sirtut is a din in the Sefer. So then we're back to our kasha, Tosis kasha and Rashi, Hadru Kushi L'duchte. Why need a pasuk Kedivrei Shalom be'emes that Megillah requires Sirtut, say that it's called a Sefer? And Rashi says that the din of Sirtut, you see by Megillah Silta, is Novei Amidin Sefer. It's also a kasha from Masechet Sofrim, according to the Nusach of the Gra, that it says Megillah Sefer Tzricha Sirtut Kamita Shel Torah, Mipnei Shenikrei Sefer. So it's mashma, there are two reasons. Mipnei Divrei Shalom be'emes, Amita Shel Torah, and also, it's called a Sefer. So therefore, apparently there are two dinim in Sirtut. One is Mitzat Torah Sefer, it's called a Sefer. And other is that you're, another din is that you're writing Torah. And in Megillas Esther, you have two dinim that are learned from two sources in Masechet Sofer. There's the din of Amita Shel Torah, and then there's the din of Sefer. There are two aspects to the Megillah. So Megillah Sota has a Torah Sefer, like the Gemara says there in Sota, but it doesn't have a din of Ksivas Torah, because the gather of writing the Parish of Sota is not to copy the Parishes of the Torah, but rather to write the curse of the Kohen. That this woman, Oy Vavoylov, she was unfaithful. So it's not gather ha'atokas ha'torah, it's gather ksivas divrei olav ha'shvua shel ha'kohen. That's the writing of the Parsha Sota. So if that's the case, the sirtut of Megillas Sota isn't mitzad ksivas divrei torah, because it doesn't have a din of ksivas divrei torah, it's mitzad sefer. That's the writing of the Megillas Sota. Mitzad din sefer shiba, and therefore Tosis has a suffix there in Sota. Maybe you can be misartate after the ksiva, and Rabbi Kiva Eger is doche, and he says, what does it help to be misartate after the ksiva? Like the Tashbitz also says, misvara. What's sirtut after ksiva? The sirtut is to write straight lines. So what's it going to help me to do misartate after the ksiva? And Rabbi Kiva Eger also asked from the kash of the Gemara Menachas Lamed Beis. How can you make, says the Gemara, tefillin, shabalu, to take tefillin that were worn out, and to take the klaf and use it for a mezuzah? In fact, the Gemara requires sirtut. So what's the kash of the Gemara? And tefillin doesn't have sirtut, mezuzah does. What's the kash of the Gemara? You can be misartate now. You can be misartate after the ksiva. If Tosis is right, you can be misartate after the ksiva. Misartate after the ksiva said tefillin. Now be misartate and then use it for mezuzah. So the Achronim answer that the Tzivit is Merome Soda and Pomeranchik in his Amic Bracha. The Dafka of Megillah Soda Tosfos says that Sirtut helps after the Ksiva because the shame Sirtut is only because of Tzuras Sefer and not because of the Etzem writing of Divrei Torah. It's that it should have a Tzuras Sefer, and therefore if it has Sirtut, it has a Tzuras Sefer even if the Sirtut is done after the actual writing. Masha Enkein B'Mezuzah, where the sirtut is also mitzad the ksiva itself. Because sirtut, because as we said, that there's a special din in when you write a mezuzah, that it has to be written with sirtut. It's a din in the ksivas ha-mezuzah. Therefore, sirtut wouldn't help after ksiva. So that's the difference between Megillah Sota and Mezuzah. And Megillah Sota, the Sirtut of Mishum Tzurah Sefer, and that could be done afterwards. Now it has a Tzurah of a Sefer. But if it's a din like the Mezuzah, it's a special din, Ksivas HaMezuzah, Mitzad HaKsiva Atzma, there, Sirtut doesn't help after the Ksiva. You have to write it. You have to write it properly in the first place. It doesn't help to underline it afterwards. It's a din in the Ksiva. The Ksiva must be done with Sirtut. On the other hand, if, let's say, he was misartate before the ksiva, and the sirtut wasn't miskayim, but the maisa ksiva was done with sirtut. So, in such an instance, the maisa ksiva is done with sirtut, but the mezuzah doesn't have a tsura. If you write without sirtut, if you write with sirtut in the first place, that it has sirtut, and then the ksav is not miskayim, then when it's erased, it lacks a tsura sefer. So if so, we can say that that's why we need two reasons for Sirtut and Megillah, like the Brice of Masechet Sofrim. We said it was like Amita Shel Torah, and also that it has a din of a Sefer. It's telling us that on one hand, when you write it, you have to have sirtut, like the din of ksivas Torah. That when you write Torah, it has to have sirtut, so that the writing should be straight and clear and beautiful and symmetrical, if I may. So that is a din in ksiva. That there's a special din in ksiva ka'amita shel Torah, like we proved in the previous year. That it's a special din that we also learn from them. The Yerushalmi also learned from Amita Shel Torah, from there, how to darshan the Torah. So that's a din in the writing of the Torah, and not Mitoras Sefer. So when you're talking about Megillah, the Megillah has a din of Sirtut mitzad Ksivas HaTorah, mitzad Divrei Shalom Be'emes, that when you're writing it, it has to be written with Sirtut. And is also a din in Megillah. Megillah also has a din of a Sefer. And what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is that when you're actually writing it, it has to have Sirtut. And then the sirtut has to be there afterwards as well. It has to be miskayim, because it has to have its tzura of a sefer. And now we can understand the suffix where we keep eger over there. That even if you were misartate after the ksiva, it wouldn't help. But if you were misartate beforehand, and the ksav is not miskayim, it could be that afterwards you could be misartate again. You were misartate the sirtut kavua, and that's going to be machshir the Megillah. Why? Because now you have both dinim. You have the sirtut of ksiva. When you did the ma'is ksivas ha-Megillah, it was done with sirtut. And then you also have the sirtut of sefer. That now it lost its tzura of sefer when the ksav wore out. And now you can do sirtut again and give it a tzura of sefer, and then the Megillah is going to be kosher. So those are the two dinim that the Masechta Sofrim learns. In Megillah, sefer and ksiva. Mitzad ksiva needs sirtut, Divrei Shalom ve'emes, Amita Shel Torah, and also Mitzat Sefer, that has to have its Tzura of Sefer. As far as Sefer goes, the Sirtut can be done afterwards. But as far as the Ksiva goes, the Sirtut should be done before. And you have a big chiddush here, that if you did the Ksiva before, you're Mekayim with Sirtut, you're Mekayim the Din of Ksiva. And Memela afterwards, when you do the Sirtut again, and afterwards, if the Ksav is not Miskayim, you can be Misartate, and then you'll give it a Tzura of Torah, a Tzura of a Sefer. And we can also say about Rashi, Linyan Mezuzah, that there are two dinim of Sirtut in Mezuzah. One is Mitzad, the halacha that it requires Sirtut, that's a specific halacha in Mezuzah, and Mitzad, as far as this halacha is concerned, Sirtut doesn't work after the Ksiva, because when you're doing the Etzem Ksivas HaMezuzah, there has to be Sirtut. And then there's another din of sirtut that's learning zereshava ksiva ksiva from sefer, that mezuzah has to be misurtetes like a sefer. And the nafkamina is that the sirtut still has to exist even after the ksiva, because that's the tzura of sefer. And with this, for Enfert, Krishas HaTosis. Tosis asked on Rashi, why did you, Rashi, need two makoros? Why do you, Rashi, need two makoros for writing the mezuzah with sirtut? One we had in the Gemara is Halacha Moshe Misina. And the other, you, Rashi, wanted to learn from Sefer. So we asked at the beginning of the previous year, why do you need the Halacha Moshe Misina together with the Gzeira Shava? So now we have an answer. You need the Halacha Moshe Misina to tell you, as far as Dinei Ksivas HaMezuzah, it has to be written with Sirtut. And we need the Gzeira Shava to tell you that Ksiva Ksiva Misefer, that it has that the Sirtut also has to be Mekayim the Din Sefer. And the Nafkamina is that if you write it with Sirtut, the Ksav has to be Mekayim Miskayim afterwards, because it also has to have a Tzur of Sefer. And if the Ksav wasn't Miskayim, then now you can underline it and give it a Tzur of Sefer. And that's why, according to Rashi, you would need both Makaros. So Ad Kan Dvareinu. So we had about a lot of Torah here. So just Rav Ben Arz is nice enough to summarize the main points that we learned. Number one, it's usur to write mikra without sirtut, and that comes from the general din of the Torah, that Torah is only supposed to be written in certain ways with certain tanoim, and one of them is that it has to be written with sirtut. Another is that it can't be written Megillah. That's Rabbi Yehuda Malan. And this din of Ksivas HaTorah, din of Ksivas HaTorah, are Shavta Mesiras HaTorah V'Limuda. And just like the inyan of being saying Torah Shalom and Aksav, that when you that you're saying Torah Shalom and Aksav is dafka when you're teaching others. Why? Because when Torah is b'ksav, it has to be nimser b'ksav. But if you're writing notes to yourself, we said that's what you're allowed to do. And also requiring sirtut, we saw in Rebbe Elio that he says if you're writing al derech tzachos, al derech melitza, you're writing nice, poetic words from the Torah, but not as far as tzuris, and you're not trying to be moser, limud ha-Torah, in such an instance, you can taka write it without sirtut. It's interesting, in such an instance, that you makayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If you're just using Torah b'derech melitza, you're using it for literary effect, but you're not doing it actually for learning. So l'chora not. I always think when somebody's singing, he's singing Torah, he's singing a pasuk from Tehillim, is he makayim the mitzvah of limud haTorah? He's saying a pasuk from Tehillim. So think about that. In any event, but l'chora according to the Ravid, you're makayim mitzvah Abbas Hashem if you sing Hashem mitoch Ava, but that's a different story. We also learn that mezuzah has a special din ksiva, and therefore the chiluk parshiyoseh, as far as psuchas and stumas and the tagin, are not like a sefer Torah, because it's a special din of mezuzah. Hashem came tefillin. Tefillin is being matik, the parshiyos of the Torah, and therefore it has to be exactly like it is in the Torah. And it's ma'akev v'di'evit. The geder we learned of mitzvah mezuzah is writing al mezuzah habayis, and beforehand there's no cheftz of mitzvah, and therefore you don't require ibud or lishma according to the Rambam, unlike tefillin, where you have to be kosher parshiyos that are already written on sefer. But mezuzah doesn't. Mezuzah, you're writing it on the bayis. And memela, until you put it on the bayis, it doesn't have any status of being a mezuzah. And really, the mezuzah, we would think in the Havamina, should be written on the etzem bayis. And then we say, no, it has to be written on the sefer on the bayis. But that doesn't have, on the klaf on the bayis, but it doesn't have any special status until it's actually on the bayis. And therefore, the or doesn't have to be me'ubad lishma. We also learn that sirtut and svarim and mezuzah is midine haksiva, and that we learn in the Rambam, midine hasefer. That's what we are medayik in the Rambam, that it's a special din. In ksiva, the sirtut is a din in ksiva, and not a din in sefer. And we learn that according to Rashi, there's an additional din in the chalos sefer that requires sirtut. In Megillas Sota, it's not ksiva satorah, and therefore the sirtut is only because of the shame sefer. And in mezuzah and Megillah, we learned according to Rashi, they're both dinim. And the nafkamina is that sirtut midin ksiva has to be b'shas ksiva, but it doesn't have to be afterwards. And sirtut midin sefer it has to be afterwards as well, because it has to look like a sefer and has to have the tzura of a sefer. And since we also learn that since ksiva samaziz ksiva mechudesh, a special din of ksiva uchsavtam, so therefore you need a special halacha of sirtut of mezuzah that is not b'shas ksiva satara, because it has its own din. And we also learned about Megillah. Besides being one of the 24 Kisvei HaKodesh, it also has a din Megillah. And therefore, it has another special din of Ksivas HaMegillah. And this chiluk is expressed in the chiluk HaParashis of Megillah, that it's written Kulos Stumos. And also, we need a special makor that there's sirtut in Megillah, even though it's one of the Kisvei HaKodesh. But also, the din is telling us that it requires mitzad it being a Megillah, it also requires sirtut. So that, in a nutshell, summarizes what we learn. And as always, when learning a lot of Torah, it's kedai to review and review again. We should all be zelchem et Hashem. Lilmo de l'lam ed lishmo b'lasa. So the kaim is called Dibrei. Salmo Torah, so v'yahav, amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.